StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Let's go to the hotline. Welcome onto the show, the ESPN NFL draft analyst and insider. We always love having on from the Four Letter Network. Matt Miller is with us, and we wanted to talk not only about the Commanders draft class, but some of the rookies who stood out in week one of the preseason. Matt, it's awesome to have you back on. How are you?
Doing well. Good to be talking to you guys in August and not in March and April. This is fun.
Ain't that the truth?
That's right.
So let's just start with Shedeur Sanders is showing for the Cleveland Browns. As has been the case with the discourse around him since he was drafted, like nothing can just happen normally, right? Everyone's got to have the hottest, most scolding take. What did you think of how he looked, and how significant is that in the overall eval, as he right now is still fourth on that depth chart?
I mean, he looked good. There's no way around it. I think that's, you want to look at every rookie and say, okay, how did they handle the pressure? How did they handle the speed of the game? What was asked of them? What situations were they put in? And you want, you know, every positive takeaway is a good one, I think. You know, I thought he handled the pacing of the game really well. He was accurate. Obviously, you know, the two touchdowns he made plays. I think there were also times where you saw, like, with some of the bailing of the pocket and some of the things where he was running around making plays. I don't know that that works in the regular season like it does the preseason so much. So it's like, I was still a little bit skeptical of some of the things he was doing. And I'm someone that, like, I was a fan of his. You know, I had a second round grade on him. I thought there was a shot he was going to be drafted in the top 15. So I think the key now is, does he get more reps with, you know, second team? Does he eventually get some reps with starters? Because that quarterback room is very unbalanced right now, and I think we're all waiting to see what's going to happen. So he definitely didn't hurt himself in any way.
Would you make a Jackson Dart?
I thought he also looked really good. And similarly, like, Jackson just looks like he belonged. You know, the pacing was great, never looked, you know, super rushed or pressured. And I think with each guy, I look back at, like, okay, where were we pre-draft? The pre-draft with Jackson was, hey, the ability's all there, but the scheme he played in, and some of this for Shedeur as well. But with Jackson, especially, like, the scheme he played in college, it was so much, it's like, hey, if the vertical shot's not there, check down's not there, run. So seeing him get through some of the progression, seeing him be accurate and on time, I think that's what you're really, really looking for.
What's a reasonable timeline for both of those guys to get on the field this season?
Well, I think in New York, it's different because Russ is there and Jameis is there, and those guys are established veterans. And so it's different. And also, Dable needs to win. And so it's like, okay, I don't think Dart's going to get on the field. I don't know if he's going to play this year if they're competitive. And that's okay. You know, he's barely 22 years old. He's coming out of that Lane Kiffin offense. So it's like you want him to have time to learn and acclimate. I think we've all learned lessons from, you know, whether it be Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, whoever it might be, we've learned lessons about you know, let's not rush guys onto the field, especially if they didn't play a ton in college. And so with Jackson, it's like, I don't feel the pressure. With Shador, what do you have to lose? You're not going to win the division. You know, you're not better than the Bengals, Ravens, or Steelers in any universe. So like, why not? If he's showing up and being accountable, if he knows the offense, if his teammates, you know, are respecting what he's doing, what do you have to lose by putting him out there? Because if you hit on a fifth round pick, the financials, you're so above the curve on the financials. Like you should be begging that he does hit. Like that's what you want to happen in Cleveland, is that he hits. Not only because it's a good story, and I want my guy Mel Kiper to be right, but also it's like from a financial standpoint, that's the way to win in the NFL right now.
Matt Miller with us here on Grant and Danny. Give him a follow at NFL Draft Scout. Pick 1-1. It's just so strange that there's zero attention or hype with a quarterback that goes 1-1. Nobody really seems to care all that bad about Cam Ward, but you know, not much of a showing. We only saw, I think, 8 or 9 pass attempts in his first preseason action, but what'd you make of it?
I mean, again, I don't ever want to overstate what a guy does in the preseason, but it was encouraging. And Cam has the least talent around him of any of these quarterbacks we're talking about, and that's just the reality of that team right now. You know, they are very much rebuilding, and you know they've got Calvin Ridley, but they don't have a lot else. Their offensive line, you know, it's like they're young. We need to see some jumps from some guys there as they move around, especially. But yeah, I thought he looked good, and I like Cam. But I will say this: I don't think Cam is ever one of those dudes that like you're going to watch him play in the preseason and be like, oh my god, he looks so good. But he was efficient and he was consistent. And he's going to be more of that playmaker. And I think we saw that at Miami last year. You know, like turn the lights on and give him a live rush, and he's going to go make some things happen. So we got a very small sample size from Cam Ward, but I think it was a good one.
5 of 8 for 67 yards in his debut. You know what interested me, Matt, about Cam Ward is like there was no looking to run at all. It was like balls coming out. It was very pocket passer-ish, which I was intrigued by. How much of his game, I know it's not Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson-esque, but I mean, would you, like, Shador is a pocket passer, right? I watch him and I go, oh, that's crazy. He showed some mobility there. That guy wants to stand there center block footed and make throws. Where is Ward on that spectrum?
He's much more mobile than Shador. He's not, like, he's not Jaden Daniels, but he is definitely, he's able to make things happen with his feet. I'm trying to think. I was pausing. I was trying to think of an NFL quarterback that I would compare his mobility to. Pre-draft, I compared him to Jordan Love, but I think he's a little bit crisper as a passer than than Jordan was coming out. So I mean, he's gonna do some things with his legs. What I love about his game is that he has some bulk to him, so he's gonna even be able to like run over some dudes, like short yarder stuff. Especially, we didn't see it a lot at Miami, but if you go back to Washington State, where he had to play hero ball a little bit, you definitely see more of his like goal line strength and some of his abilities there.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He ended up last year averaging right around 15, 20 yards rushing or something like that per game. So almost like did it when he had to create or extend. Matt Miller is with us at NFL Draft Scout on social. You should check him out there. In Washington here with the Commanders, you know, we're watching them very closely. So we just watched them play the Patriots. Travion Henderson was unbelievable. Rips off a 100-yard kick return, the first time he ever touches a ball in the NFL. He had a long run that was called back. I think he had like an 18-yarder that held up or something. And he caught a couple balls. I mean, he looked like a guy that should immediately be stealing playing time from Stevenson and Gibson. What did you think of him coming out, and how quickly could he be a real impact player for the Patriots in an offense that needs weapons?
No, I loved him coming out. He's so dynamic. He's such a great receiver. I mean, you saw that in the college football playoffs, right? Like, that's who he was. You know, what he did for Ohio State was, like, the outside running ability, the speed, what he brings to the table as a pass catcher. Like, he is tailor-made for where the NFL's at right now with, you know, like, Jahmyr Gibbs, like, that type of back, somebody that can be a slasher, somebody that can be a receiver, and the return doesn't hurt, right? So, but it's funny because, like, you get the speed, but then he absolutely puts his shoulder into a defender and you know, shows that he's willing to seek contact or that he's willing to run over contact. So I look at Henderson, and that's a team that, like, they're trying to figure out who they are. Obviously, you got Mike Vrabel coming in. Vrabel's got to love what he saw from Henderson and just be like, okay, like, Ramondre Stevenson is a power back. That's what he's going to bring to the table. Gibson is a gadget guy, but Henderson, I think, has a chance to be a little bit of both. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see it mirror Detroit to some degree of, like, hey, David Montgomery's like he's the guy that kind of sets the pace, but we all know Jahmyr Gibbs is the dude. I can see New England being the same way.
What's a reasonable expectation for Travis Hunter this year?
So I honestly hate to pour cold water on it. I think it's to just learn. Like, I don't know that I want him to do anything more this year than just learn how to play in the NFL at multiple positions, because the thing, or even just like being great at one position, honestly, at Colorado, so much of his time was split. He would go to meetings as a defensive back and learn the offense coverages. Who we have to defend. And then on offense, they would just like hand motion plays into him. So this isn't a dude that was like really, really learning how to be a route runner or, you know, spending time learning about leverage. And he had such a good relationship with Shador that, you know, they had that chemistry already. So coming into the NFL, now he's got to build that. You know, he's got to go build that with Trevor. And he's got to, you know, learn how to be a receiver while also, and I think corner is the second hardest position to go from college to the NFL and have immediate success. He's got to learn how to do that as well. So I don't think statistically, like, if I were playing in a fantasy league, Travis Hunter's not super high on my list for this year. You know, long-term, maybe. But I don't think we see statistically, like, a huge, huge jump from him this year.
So speaking of fantasy, a guy that I'm high on this year in this rookie class, and I just want to get your thoughts on maybe what he could be capable of, is Tyler Warren, the tight end for the Colts. They threw him a screen on the second pass of their preseason opener here against Baltimore. I think it came back, but he ended up 3 for 40 in the game. He had a 23-yard catch and run that was ultra impressive, middle of the field. He like carried a guy to a first down on another catch. I don't know what kind of blocker he is. You'd have to tell me or what that looks like. But to me, he just looks like a real weapon. How much of a player do you think he'll be right away, or what kind of project is he?
He's not a project. He's ready to go. There's a reason he was drafted so early. It's crazy because at Penn State, they needed him to be God, basically. Like, they needed him to do everything because, you know, that Drew Aller was really developing and they had a new offensive coordinator. They had a really strong run game. So he was a good run blocker as well. But they needed him to be, you know, shoot, on gadget plays, he's snapping the ball and running go routes. Or there's times like he's, you know, lined up in the backfield playing tailback. So he is very much capable of doing a lot of different things. He's a really good athlete. I mean, like, everything about Tyler Warren is why he was really, like, universally talked about as a top 10 player in last year's draft class. And it's when he fell to 14, even, it was a little bit of a surprise. So he, you know, we don't know what their quarterback situation is going to look at, but Warren is someone and they've got, man, they've got a group of pass catchers there. Like, they've got some dudes there. So if they could figure out the quarterback position, you know, they've got all the weapons you could ever want in terms of, you know, offensive talent and guys that can help your quarterback out.
Matt, I'm a notoriously terrible evaluator. I make snap judgments and then am like stubborn, heels in the ground, and just kind of get myself in trouble all the time in both good and bad directions. But I've fallen in love with Trey Amos, Washington second round pick. I feel like they might have a dude here. Pour cold water or tell me I'm right. Your choice.
No, you're right. And I loved him. You know, I thought he had, you know, potential as a late first round pick coming out. Just technically speaking, he's so sound. And I remember being on the field at Mobile watching him at the Senior Bowl and just watching him go through drills. And it's like, dude, this is what it's supposed to look like. He's long. He's solidly built. Like, he's not the fastest guy in the world. No, but he's just so polished, and, you know, he had ball skills. You know, there's things that he did at Ole Miss, and he was at Alabama before Ole Miss. Like, you know, there's some pedigree there. Like, Nick Saban recruited you. Okay, yeah, you're probably gonna be pretty good. They probably saw something there. And he was at, you know, Lafayette before that. So there's that chip on his shoulder of like, this dude's worked. But, you know, he's a little bit older of a player. He's been, you know, 5 years in college, so he's experienced. 2 years in the SEC where he had, I think he had three picks in his time in the SEC. So, like, yeah, he's just really, really good. And I think especially more so of what they needed, like somebody with a little bit of bulk, a little bit of size, who could play press, who's going to be a tackler in the run game, to where he's not, you know, the liability that, like, you know, Bankstrom out there at 170 pounds was.
ESPN NFL draft analyst and insider Matt Miller. From one guy having a great camp with the Commanders to another, localizing here, Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. So if not for his weird lack of availability on a list where he couldn't play and he had one game with Arizona, what round talent would he have been? He has been maybe the biggest story in the preseason for Washington.
Yeah, you know, I thought just on his age was like a thing, right? Because he'd been all over. I think he's already 24. He was 24 before the draft. I would have said like round four, probably. It was a deep running back class last year. You know, that's another part of it. It's like, it's a really good running back class. I pulled up my grade on him. I gave him a potential starter grade. And some of that with running back, it's like so scheme specific, because a guy with his size, speed, you know, the one cut quickness, like that works in some schemes, not others. It works really well. And what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do. And this is a funny Cliff Kingsbury story. I remember talking to Mahomes when he came out, just about Cliff and about like strategy and offense and stuff. And he's like, what people don't realize about Cliff is he wants to run the ball, and he's had success everywhere he's ever been running the ball, and his backs are always super productive. And so with Ja'Cory, it's like that one cut talent and how well he cuts in space and how crisp he is as a runner, it fits this offense really, really well. And so, you know, the big key was age. And he, like you said, you know, he only played with eligibility issues. That definitely made things an issue. But, you know, he profiled as a really good running back too, coming out. And so I would think that ceiling could be reached pretty quickly with how impressive he's been.
Yeah, he might be taking work away from Brian Robinson at some point if he keeps climbing the depth chart. Last one for me, Jalen Lane, the wideout from Virginia Tech that they nabbed in the mid rounds, was drafted in the fourth round. Kingsbury said a couple weeks ago at a practice that he can do things they didn't see on tape at Tech. So maybe you have some insight on what you think he's talking about. But what was your eval on him?
Yeah, another guy that I really liked. I thought round four was even a little bit late. I remember being on the desk when he got drafted, and I was like, man, with this dude's speed, I mean, he ran 4.34. Like, he is a blur, but he's not just a speed guy. Like, he's actually a good route runner as well. So I was surprised that he lasted as long as he was with his versatility. You know, I think he's a slot guy with long speed, but he can make you miss in the open field. I mean, I like him a lot. You're always at that point in the draft, I think you're looking for like what would be on this guy's business card. And, you know, for him, it's 4.34, obviously, but it's what he does. You know, you can run him on jet sweeps. You can run him on screens, hitches. So it's not, sometimes we see speed guys and it's like all they can do is run in a straight line. That's not him. Like he has that shiftiness and the quickness to be an asset on some of that underneath stuff. Now, he doesn't have, you know, great size, and you're going to see that, you know, when you stand next to Deebo Samuel, you're like, okay, these are different types of wide receivers playing in the slot. But what he can do, I think, vertically separating is what would get him on the field, and some of that underneath quickness and probably even returnability is what I would get excited about.
Matt, awesome with us as always, man. Good to catch up with you in August.
Yep, you bet, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Check out Matt Miller's work, NFL Draft Scout with ESPN, joining us on Grant and Danny.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.